some past Criterdelphian hymn writers and composers. Continued. Brother Joseph Bland. Joseph was born in Kidderminster in 1850, and as a young man, he was an active Wesleyan Methodist, becoming a Sunday school teacher and local preacher. He went into uninviting parts of the town to tell people about God's love and his power to uplift and save them. He became convinced that the idea of eternal torment was unscriptural, and consequently he was relieved of his church duties. He ran a draper's shop, and about that time, and by no accident, he was offered a religious book which had been given to a fellow shopkeeper by a commercial traveller, a brother Taylor. Joseph read 12 lectures with much interest and wrote to its author about this new teaching. He was sent by Brother Roberts a copy of the Christadelphian magazine, in which his letter was printed along with an answer. In the same magazine he saw a note by Brother Thomas Betts of Bewdley. He wrote to him asking for an interview, and 2 years later he and a friend visited the home of the Betts for discussions each week. A careful study of Christadelphian beliefs convinced both of them, and they were baptised in 1879, a few months after hearing Brother Robert Ashcroft lecture in Kidderminster. Within 6 months, with the help of Brother Betts, they baptised 11 others, including Joseph's wife Alice. 9 of these had been active workers in the Wesleyan Church. Many others in the time began asking their clergy awkward questions, and the local controversy was used to proclaim the truth. Brother Roberts came and lectured in the town hall with Brother Bland in the chair. One result was the steady growth and development of the ecclesia. Joseph was also busy writing pamphlets and having them printed for distribution, not only in Kidderminster, but also elsewhere by other ecclesias. He kept up a voluminous correspondence with many, including some overseas. In 1885, the Inspiration Controversy split the Brotherhood, and Brother Bland found himself out of fellowship with the ecclesias that followed Brother Roberts. He became a regular contributor to the Fraternal Visitor magazine, with exhortations and other studies. By this time, Kidderminster Ecclesia numbered 32, and Joseph became its recording brother. He was a popular speaker, even though he wrote out in full all that he intended to say. And in 1890, he published a book of his studies entitled Messages to the Seven Churches of Asia, and a 28-page pamphlet on the Kingdom of God. A book of 52 exhortations called At the Table of the Lord came out in 1902, and then Bible Themes for Truth Seekers followed by Apostolic Christianity versus... Bible Themes for Truth Seekers followed by Apostolic Christianity versus Modern Sectarian Teaching. His complete works number at least 44. Brother Bland suggested in the Fraternal Visitor magazine that the 1874 hymn book needed revision so as to remove the large number of printer's errors and to include a wider range of topics. Others took up the idea, and he was invited to join a committee commissioned to produce a new hymn book. He contributed 2 hymns, In the Body of Early Springtime and Lord, When We Meet to Worship Thee, now numbers 98 and 103 in the 1964 hymn book, which add lustre to our current collection. Joseph and Alice lived to see their ecclesia grow to over 60 members before he died in 1916 at the age of 66. Complications having followed an operation. For their family of 8 children, Joseph tried to keep himself young and interested in their reading and studies so that he could be their companion and helper. He was a fine example of what it means to be a saint in the scriptural sense of the word. Brother Thomas Bosher was another contributor to the hymn book. It was an unusual baptism service that he went to, in that the candidate, after immersion, made a speech in which he outlined his search for and finding of the truth. This was, he said, his third baptism, the first being a christening early in 1918 by an Anglican cleric. A baptismal certificate was a valuable legal document in those days. Thomas Bosher grew up in North London and joined a very large Baptist congregation in 1842 by baptism. The minister in charge being James Harrington Evans, author of our hymn 296. Under Evans, Thomas became one of their leading laymen and continued under his successor to the Honourable B.W. Noel, author of our hymn 264, in the 1964 book. Thomas met Edward White in 1853. He was a cleric who'd lost his incumbency because he'd ceased to believe in the immortality of the soul. And Thomas began to see errors in what was commonly preached from the church pulpit. In business, he was a partner to a firm dealing in fancy goods. While staying in a hotel, he got into conversation with another commercial traveller who told him about a book which the Christadelphians published. Fulfilling a promise, he sent Thomas a note of 12 lectures by Robert Roberts and the address in Birmingham from where it could be obtained. When next in that city, Thomas visited the Athenaeum rooms in time to hear part of a lecture by Brother Roberts. He studied the book with growing interest and began ordering copies for his friends in 1867. The following year he was baptised in the Crowndale Hall in North London, and about 20 brethren witnessed this good confession, including J.J. and A. Andrew, Thomas Randalls and others from Wales. His coming was providential, for he had the means to help the small ecclesia to move from a small back room in Blackfriars to the Metropolitan Hall, Euston Road, where public lectures were given regularly. After about 2 years, the ecclesia moved to premises in Islington, where Robert Roberts gave a series of 4 lectures in the Middleton Hall. Hundreds attended, and 20 copies of 12 lectures were sold, plus other literature. The following year, Brother John Thomas visited London, and Brother Bosher helped organise a series of 11 public lectures in Islington and Camden, in Camden Town. Dr. Thomas described his host as a devout and intelligent man with a talent for public speaking, temperate and active in good works. As a result, he made him his executor and trustee jointly with Brother Roberts. In 1871 came the news of Brother Thomas's death, and his 2 executors travelled together to New York to arrange the burial and settle the estate. Whilst in America, they spent several months visiting ecclesias in North America. His son, Thomas Henry Bosher, was baptised in Birmingham in 1870, aged 18, but his wife never accepted our teaching. Everywhere he went on business, Brother Bosher was willing to lecture, and the results are on record in the Christadelphian magazine. He arranged for one of his business partners, Mr. Vernon of Dorchester, to receive literature which led to his baptism. It was probably about this time that he wrote the words of our hymn 54 in the 1964 hymn book, Jehovah Dwells Alone, which was originally of 7 verses. He may have been encouraged to do this by the brethren Andrews, who were helping to compile suitable hymns for the hymn book that Brother Roberts published in 1874. It may have been Brother Bosher who drew to their attention the 2 hymns mentioned above. In 1872, he put his hand once more into his pocket toward establishing a book depot in Upper Street, Islington, from which literature and Bibles were sold. The following year, the depot was moved up the road to number 69, so that a room could be provided at the rear as a meeting place. In many other ways, Brother Bosher used his resources in the service of his master. There are references to his attempts in 1885 to heal the breach that had developed over verbal inspiration. He went to Birmingham intending to act as go-between for the brethren who met in the exchange rooms, and those meeting with Brother Roberts. However, the latter group warned him that his own membership would be in danger if he met with the opposition. Later he saw his own ecclesia split over the same issue. It is reported that he remained physically strong up to his death in 1904, at the great age of 86. Brother W. H. Bolton described him as a genial brother, kindly and loving, and loved by all, including the children for whom he annually provided a tray of toys at the Sunday School prize giving. Several moving obituaries were published, and in one, Brother G. F. Lake wrote, "His characteristics were a wholehearted affection and zeal for the truth, and an increasing devotion to it. The love of God and the love of the brethren was in him, and it begat love towards himself as such a spirit always will. His early associations with the truth called for much sacrifice, and the severing of ties were of great strength to such a disposition as his."